Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17th of the hour. That's the Spencer Davis Group bringing us back one of the great rock and roll songs of all time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen, purveyor of Mullings.com. That's a twice-weekly cyber column that I encourage you to subscribe to, and you'll be glad you did. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. If you're a Republican, you want to know what he has to say. And so, Rich, thanks again for being here. I want to get over into something that's sort of, a broad view of some of the stuff that's going on right now. And then from an investigation standpoint, we got the Mueller investigation into possible conspiracy, which most people basically, I think, have moved on from that and realized that's not the case. That probably didn't happen. But there's also congressional investigation. You correct me if my attribution to these investigations are not accurate, but we've got congressional investigations into things like the Steele dossier and whether that created was falsely a FISA court ability to a ruling to snoop around on people was from the dossier and whether that was right or wrong. We got different people involved. We got the Uranium One case where the Clinton State Department may or may not have been involved in selling a bunch of our uranium to Republicans. I mean, to Russians. And then other things. There are a number of other things popping up out there that I am not going to say all of them right now. But there are some serious charges. What do you think? How do you think these things are rolling out?
Well, here's what I think. If Hillary Clinton had won in November of 16, and we had a Republican House and Senate, I think all of those would be the equivalent of what we're seeing. I mean, Mueller might have been appointed special counsel, but that's what he would have been investigating. I mean, if you take those things one at a time, you can sort of explain them, and they get a little complicated because there's a lot of details that even I get confused about, and I watch the stuff pretty closely. But you're right. I think that because she lost, and there is an overriding political danger, sort of like Ukraine, when Yanukovych won the presidency, he threw his opponent in jail. Mm-hmm. That there's a real danger of going after your vanquished political opponent at that level.
But if they committed,
I understand what you're
saying.
But
criminal
activity. It's a tough call.
I agree. It's tough.
But here's the important part. The Democrats would never, if the Democrats were in control, as Republicans are now, if the Democrats were in control of the Democratic president, they would not sit still for her being investigated the way Republicans
right.
are.
Right. Say that again. This is important.
If Hillary Clinton were president and the Democrats controlled Congress, we would not be having any Mm-mm. anywhere near the Mm-mm. level of investigations that Republicans, however hesitantly, are allowing to go on or actively participating in going on.
And,
because
and,
Democrats
and two reasons,
have a different
two reasons
view
is
of
because,
what their rules are.
Two reasons is because Democrats don't wander off the reservations. And the media would help them.
Yeah, this is where when people say, "Well, the media is liberal," and I say, "Yeah, they are." But look what we've gotten for it: we've gotten the House, the Senate, mm-hmm. the White House. We own 34 governorships. I mean, you go down the line. I said, if that's the case, then let's leave them alone. Let's let them keep doing whatever
right.
they're doing. Let them keep doing it.
Right.
Because
yeah.
American voters see through that. But this is one of those things. What you're describing is one of those things where the liberal bent of the press corps really does come into play, where they
yep.
roll their eyes and say, "Well, that's not such a big deal." And I'm not an anti-press guy. I'm not an anti-media guy. I mean, I came out of that world, as did you.
Right.
But the press corps would certainly back up Democrats if the Democrats said, "Oop, nothing to see here, move along."
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. If another move that question over, would, if somehow it became abundantly clear, irrefutable, that some part of the Obama administration, the Clinton State Department, her campaign, and all those things that followed that are being investigated right now, if those turned out to be absolutely a crime, so there are crimes involved, would the Democrats ever, and they were Democrat crimes, they have members like Hillary, would the Democrat Party ever stand up in a meeting and say, well, you know what, this is wrong, this should be taken care of?
I doubt it. I don't think so. They just, it's not in
even
DNA.
Though Republicans were part of the people who fired Richard Nixon or got him to resign.
Well, they did. I mean, they sent a you know, a core of senior Republicans up to the White House and told the president either he resigned or he's going to get impeached and convicted, and they went right. But remember, a lot of Republicans in the House did not participate in that.
Right.
Supported the president down the line. And got beaten in the next election for the price of it, and that gave rise, as you remember, to a generation of Democrats in the House of Representatives that were called Watergate babies for their entire careers.
I can see all the reasons why, the political reasons why, you wouldn't want to put somebody like Hillary in jail. But how do you reconcile if some of the things she's done are found to be a crime? How do you reconcile that with the people who are in jail,
you know, people,
who've done a lot less?
Well, my readers are pretty far to my right, and they accuse me routinely of wishing that Hillary Clinton had been elected president, and I always say the same thing. No, I don't. It would have been a criminal conspiracy. It just would have been different crimes.
Yeah, that's true. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. I'm going to ask Sir Rich to look into his 2018 crystal ball. He has one. I've seen it. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.